when we look at California and their Prop 47, where they decided that they would essentially decriminalize shoplifting. Well, what did that do? If you stole something that's less than $950 in value, this is a referendum that they passed 5 years ago. Maybe somebody went out and they saw Les Mis, right? We don't want to put somebody in jail for life, you know, for stealing a loaf of bread. Yeah, that's why you have juries, except we don't have juries that function anymore. And we don't have judges that deal out anything close to justice. We've got mandatory minimums. We have a Justice Department that is really focused increasingly on political dissidents rather than trying to act as a referee, trying to keep society safe and orderly. And so what they did was they said, well, we'll just get rid of shoplifting as a crime if it's less than $950. And so some people said, hey, they ain't out here arresting people for shoplifting, and everyone knows it. And so what they're doing is they're taking advantage of that. Believe me, though, if it's they're going to focus on more serious crime, but you know what they see as serious crime? That's going to be things that they issue tickets for, right, to motorists or other fines from the government. Those are going to be serious. They're not going to let you off the hook for that. But if you steal from somebody, that's not a problem. And it's not just a problem for the retailers. That means if they're going to stay in business, the cost of that, which they typically call shrinkage of inventory, just walks out the door. Somehow, I had all these things, and that stack of things that I had on the shelf just shrunk because everybody's helping themselves to it. And that's okay in California. They don't mind that. Among the nation's 20 largest cities, San Francisco now has the highest rate of property crime, theft, shoplifting, and vandalism. And not only that, the organized crime rings have jumped in on this. They've turned it into a well-organized racket, reports Fox News. They said they get fencers. You know, people are going to turn it into stolen goods. Fencers coming in from Mexico and Guatemala. They set up shop in the middle of the day, right around the city's UN Plaza area, the United Nations. Oh, isn't that nice? You know, the UN, which has opened up our borders, and now these people from other countries come in and they set up their trade bazaars where, you know, you can go in and shoplift and then just put the stuff out there. Dealers have gotten bolder doing it in broad daylight, you know, hawking their goods there. The retail heists are taking place. He said some aren't small-time operations, but instead a sophisticated network of international dealers who cross the border to buy stolen goods. A majority of the handoffs are happening in view of San Francisco's City Hall. I guess evidently the only problem that these people face as they come into San Francisco, they have to be careful where they step so they don't step in human feces on the sidewalk, right? The black market dealers frequently cross state lines as well because they know California will go easy on them if caught. They know that what they're doing, they will bring in calculators and get it right up to the $950 limit. Think of these people coming in with, you know, like inventory specialists. My wife and I did that for a while when we were in college. We worked late at night with calculators, going around doing inventory after when the store was closed. That's what these guys are doing now in broad daylight. They're calculating as they stuff it into their clothes. And unless the stores want to get physical with them, the police aren't going to do anything about it. I guess you could call that a calculated risk, because there is no risk because, you know, California. They're going to a grocery store. They'll steal alcohol. They'll walk right out the front door with it. They know that no one is going to prosecute them. Many of the out-of-state crime rings use children to do their dirty work because they know they're low on the totem pole of prosecutions. Yeah, we see that with MS-13. MS-13 sends minors to traffic other minors across the border. They use them as their front shock troops because they know that if they're caught, even committing violent crime, beatings, murders, and so forth, they'll go a lot easier on these kids because they're minors. So they recruit them and use them just like they're using them in these shoplifting rings. So contrast what Governor Cuomo is doing, you know, letting some people, violent criminals, out, even before the law takes effect, giving them tickets, rewarding them, and so forth. What is happening in California where they just look the other way, you know, up to $950? Interesting, too, because, you know, that's about the level in Chicago that the cops will steal from poor people with civil asset forfeiture. That's about $1,000 is what they steal. And they say, well, if you want to challenge us in court, we're not calling this a crime. We didn't charge you with a crime. We just stole your property. And you're going to have to take us to court and prove that you're innocent. And to even start that process is going to cost you $900. Isn't that funny? Right around $1,000, both places. And we have the police who operate under the war on drugs and civil asset forfeiture when they operate as robbers and thieves and steal property from people without getting a conviction, without even charging them with a crime. Is it any surprise that they would then turn their head the other way in this new kind of government that we have here in America and not prosecute shoplifting either? But look at what they do to Julian Assange, because the state does have some interest, doesn't it? You know, and it is very dangerous to tell the truth when the government is criminal. As one UN expert who has been watching him, he's said before that he's been subjected to drawn-out psychological torture. And now he is saying, unless the UK urgently changes course and alleviates his inhumane situation, Mr. Assange's continued exposure to arbitrariness and abuse may soon end up costing him his life. His life is now at risk. And what we've seen from the UK government is outright contempt for his rights and his integrity. Despite the medical urgency of my appeal and the seriousness of the alleged violations, the UK has not undertaken any measures of investigation, prevention, or redress required under international law. Thieves, liars, child abusers, no problem. But anybody who tells the truth about our corrupt government, you can expect the Julian Assange treatment eventually, and it's going to get that way for everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.